Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. My next guest is in Roseville, California, which is just north of the capital in Sacramento. She is the owner of Body and Soul Therapies. Please welcome to the show, Kim Silver. Hello, Kim.
Hello. Thank you for having me on your show.
No problem. BodySoulTherapies.com is the website you can check out for more information. Kim, tell us about what you do.
Well, I am a healing therapist, and I have been practicing for over 20 years in the Roseville area. And I actually came to become, I guess, a holistic practitioner because I was diagnosed with scoliosis when I was in my junior high years. And I lived with back pain for most of my life. So I went off to become a massage therapist. And through that route, I became also an energy worker and started studying a practice called Jinshin Jitsu, which is a Japanese healing art. Very similar to like acupuncture, but without needles. And it was through that that I was able to heal myself. And I no longer have back pain. I haven't had back pain now for over 30 years.
Wow, it's pretty incredible.
It's amazing. And so through my work and helping others through my practice, I had realized that, through research, studying, experimenting, and interviewing other people who do the same type of work as I do, I came to the conclusion that we all can heal ourselves. And we all have an innate power to heal ourselves and work with our own energy. And I'm very fascinated with this.
Okay. All right. Very good. So how did you learn how to do what you do? Tell me about your education experience.
I first started out in my early 20s. I went off to massage therapy school where you have to do so much training, hands-on, learn the anatomy, physiology. And then you become certified. You do have to take a state test in California, and you become certified. And then you go off and just start working with your modality. And through that beginning stage, I started learning different modalities. One, again, was the energy work that I was doing. I also studied another therapy called PRRT, which is primal reflex pain release technique. So there's just different modalities that I started learning about and realizing, again, that people can be healed.
Okay. Understood. So what inspired you to want to start your own business?
I think I just wanted to have the freedom to do what I wanted to do to help others. I didn't want to have a mandate. I didn't want to work for a spa. I wanted to be able to help people, and that was one thing that I realized I could do, and I could help people mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, which is a large, broad spectrum, and it's very hard to work for somebody else to do that. So I went ahead and started my own business again over about 20 years ago. And I'm very grateful and thankful that it's been successful.
What are some of the methods or techniques that you like to use to get results for your clients?
The massage therapy, I do certified therapeutic massage is one modality. But my main one is I do energy reading. I actually can read people's energy coming off of their bodies. And so I read their energy and then I pick the modality that works best. Usually that's through the Jinshin Jitsu, the energy work. I've realized, again, most people's physical pain comes from either mental or emotional stresses.
Okay. So talk a little bit about the relation between, emotional stress and mental stress and actual physical manifestation.
Well, again, through my studies, I realized that we're all energetic beings. Everything in the world is made from energy. So there is a form of communication with the mind, the body, and the soul. And what happens is when people are stressed through either a trauma early in their years, it could be anything newer in their lifetime, but mentally and emotionally, the body then there's a communication chain, I guess is the best way to say it. And so when something like a mental or emotional stress takes on, so a thought or an emotion that is a negative, will then show up in the body down the road in a negative way, which is usually pain, suffering, disease, something like that. And so because we have the power to cause these, in a sense, blockages of energy that cause the pain or suffering, we also have the power to undo them. And that's why I'm saying most people can heal whatever is going on in their bodies. And also mental health. I think we're at a crisis right now with mental health issues. It's also an imbalance. We are in a state of chaos in this world, and I think we can all agree with that. And it's really because people are out of balance energetically. So I'm trying to do my best to help others realize this and help themselves.
Okay. All right. So what inspires you to want to help other people?
I think it's just an innate nature in me. I just have always wanted to help people. And like I said, I have done a lot of studying and research to figure out how I can do that best for people. Also experimenting with myself. And once I was able to heal my own back pain, I realized I could do that for other people. And so I just did studying and research, and now it's time to get the word out. And I, if it's all right with you, I'd like to mention that I actually just published a book, and I think it's going to be a way for people to understand what's going on in themselves, how they can help themselves mentally, emotionally, and again, spiritually. And the name of the book is called The Invisible Mirror, Knowing Yourself and Your Soul. And it's available anywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, also through my website. I do have another website I'd like to mention, if that's all right with you.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, the other website that I have is my personal website that's addressed to my book. It's called KimSilverOneEnergy.com. So I have my business, which is Body and Soul Therapies, or excuse me, BodySoulTherapies.com, and then I also have KimSilverOneEnergy.com. And in that, we'll give people a lot of more information about me and what I do and how they can actually help themselves.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Well, listen, Kim, thank you so much for coming on the show today. You did a terrific job.
Oh, thank you. And I really appreciate you having me on. And I hope it inspires people to help themselves and heal themselves.
All right. Perfect. Thank you for your time. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And thank you all for listening. We will be right back with more after this short break.
Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.